We've seen this script in Hollywood before. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Billy J. Stratton, associate professor of English at the University of Denver, explores how literature has been warning about sexual violence in Hollywood for decades.
The revelations and outpouring of stories about Harvey Weinstein and other prominent figures in Hollywood detail a culture of pervasive sexual harassment and violence. This is not new. The women who have courageously come forward to tell their stories have brought to the surface what has long been common knowledge about the Hollywood image factory. At the same time, Los Angeles, as home to the American movie industry, is commonly associated with glamour, wealth, and fame. In the national imagination, beckoned by the iconic Hollywood sign in the Santa Monica Mountains, it has become synonymous with the American dream. As a result, such stories may come as a surprise to some, but for readers of fiction focused on the movie industry, they are all too familiar. Hollywood's dark underbelly has been exposed, for example, in novels written by F. Scott Fitzgerald, Gore Vidal, and Joan Didion, but few have delved deeper into this corruption and vice than Nathaniel West in The Day of the Locust and Bret Easton Ellis in Less Than Zero and The Informers. Punctuated by depictions of people who have gone to California to die or are haunted by the recurring phrase "disappear here," the actions depicted in these novels suggest that dehumanization and sexual violence are built into the very fabric of Hollywood's being. Besides the exposure to such issues to wider audiences and the cultivation of a greater sense of empathy, such texts give substance to Kenneth Burke's notion that literature can offer a way of addressing social problems by teaching what he called strategies for dealing with situations. An implicit function of all literature, Burke further asserts, is to give readers opportunities to imagine how they'd respond to complicated scenarios. Thus, by reading works of literature, we can gain an equipment for a living, a practical means to help navigate daily experience.
That was Billy J. Stratton of the University of Denver. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.